You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Over 120 canoe families took part in this year's Paddle to Muckleshoot canoe journey. NWPB's Lauren Gallup spoke with Muckleshoot tribal leaders and members about the weeks-long journey and the week-long gathering that followed.
Canoe families from tribes all across the Pacific Northwest and even as far as Alaska and Hawaii traveled on the ancestral highways of the Salish Sea to arrive at Alki Beach. A different tribe hosts the canoe journey every year, starting back in 1989. The Muckleshoot tribe hosted this year's journey. The last time they did was nearly 20 years ago. Donnie Stevenson is vice chairman of the Muckleshoot tribe.
I think it's incredibly meaningful and powerful for us as tribal nations to be able to connect and come together and share this space, to have an exchange of culture, have an exchange of songs, of dances, to bring our canoes together in a gathering like this.
Stevenson says it's an honor to host.
So this is our literally within the heart of our traditional homeland. So our people, the Muckleshoot people, have been doing this exact thing at this exact location since time immemorial. That our usual and accustomed lands exist from the shores of the Salish Sea here all the way to the Cascade Range.
Tribal members describe their time on the journey as medicine and healing. This year marks 10 years since Stevenson first took part.
That was the first time I'd connected with my ancestors and our culture in a way that was so tangible, and it was such a part of my soul from that day forward. I don't have to wonder if my ancestors were with me on that trip. I know they were. And that's something that when we're able to come together and to partake in this celebration, every one of our people who gets to be a part of it gets to also sort of feel and acknowledge.
Stevenson says the reasons tribes continue this tradition is to show the next generation both how to connect with their past and carry their ancestors' legacies forward.
And that's the goal that we as tribal people all have. When you think of how hard our ancestors fought for everything we have today, people literally sacrificed and died for us to be here. So that's a profound responsibility.
Muckleshoot Tribal Chairman Jason Elkins says the gathering is also a show of strength.
When you see at Alki Beach the other day, 10,000 plus people, you know, happy and joyful, it shows that we're still here and we are thriving as a people, as the first people of these lands and waters.
After landing day, the canoe families traveled to the Muckleshoot Reservation, where they camped for a week, feasted together, and shared traditional song and dance.
It's cultural revitalization. It's singing the old songs, the new songs. It's honoring our ancestors. It's passing those teachings down from the eldest to the youngest.
During the week-long celebration, each canoe family, each tribe, has a chance to do what's called protocol. They take the floor to sing, dance, drum, and honor their culture. It goes for 24 hours a day for the whole week.
So we can continue to revitalize our culture and learn from our people. It's a display of unity, it's a display of strength, and it's a display of healing for our people.
I'm Lauren Gallup reporting.